Today we're talking about fear, because not just fear, but leaning into fear, using your fear as maybe a guide to what you actually should be doing.
But I definitely have strong fears, but I think it'll be more subtle fears in general. It's not a blatant fear, but it's stuff that I didn't realize that I was afraid of.
If I know or I realize that something is causing fear, is to try my best to tackle it head on.
What I be thinking about in my head is a lot more detailed and complex and difficult than life be presenting to me.
Yeah.
Fear can make us a lot more focused.
A lot of the stuff that I didn't do that I was making excuses for, it was because I was scared. Some of it was because I was burnt out, but some of it was because I was scared.
Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Yeah, action.
So today we're talking about fear, because not just fear, but leaning into fear, using your fear as maybe a guide to what you actually should be doing. A lot of times we say you want to do this and say you want to do that, and we actually do it a little bit, but we don't fully immerse ourselves in the experience of what it is that we actually want to do, because we allow fear to hold us back. Have you guys been allowing fear to stifle your dreams?
You want to go first?
Sure, I can. I have in the past. I am doing my best to not do that anymore, but I definitely have felt strong fears, but I think it'll be more subtle fears in general. So it'll be stuff that it's not a blatant fear, but it's stuff that I didn't realize that I was afraid of.
For me, I would say same thing in the past I have. I think now, and I think I said this at the beginning of the year, my goal has been to, if I know or I realize that something is causing fear, is to try my best to tackle it head on. So that's what I've been working on doing. So once I'm aware of, I guess, what's holding me back, especially if it's something that I'm just afraid of, then I just make the decision to walk into it head first. And that can be scary in itself. But yeah, so I think sometimes, yes, it causes delay now more than I think before. It used to stop me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
Hold up.
Wait.
Yeah.
It used to stop me completely, but now it might delay me a little bit. And then once I realize, okay, this is fear, then I just, you know, take a deep breath, make the decision to keep going forward. What about you?
I would say, yeah. Not as much as it used to. Now it'd be more like of a hesitation. But even in hesitating, that could make me miss an opportunity. So instead of like just flowing, I'll be like hesitating, or I'll be trying to think my way through it, just because I prefer to know. But you're not going to know everything. So I'm coming to grips with that, with allowing myself to be fine with not knowing and still walking.
Yeah, I think the not knowing is probably a lot of times the scariest part of things. And honestly, it's like, what is the issue with you not knowing something?
It's hard to prepare for something that you don't know. So if you want to be prepared, at least for me, I'll be wanting to be prepared, or at least mentally prepare myself for things. And if I don't know what to prepare myself for, it's like walking into school on the first day of class and you got a test. Mm. This algebra. I know my alphabets, but I know
basic math. Arithmetic.
Yep. Mm. The addition. addition, subtraction, division, and multiplication.
Okay.
But now I'm in algebra. First day, test. 50 questions.
Oh.
But you know what the funny thing is? I'm learning, at least for me, that the unknown portion, it may be scary, but only thing that's probably going to be at the end of it is like it's another version of you. So, you go into it and you don't know what kind of test it is, but you know it's going to be math.
Yeah.
Or maybe you don't even know it's going to be math. You just show up and it's like, all right, in my head it sounds like, well, what's the worst thing that could happen? Well, the worst thing that could happen is that I fail this, right? And then maybe I'll feel embarrassed, whatever, but at the end of it, the only thing that I learned is like, all right, well, I mean, hey, I got a 50 on stuff that I didn't know. That's not that bad. I knew half the information, right? It is just understanding, I think, that at the end of the uncertainty, it's just a different version of you. But you don't know what the situation is going to bring out of you.
You saying that, talking about a different version, it made me think of a video that I just saw a couple days ago. I don't know what the video, I'm going to find the video so Shakoya could look it in the description.
Yeah, somewhere. Description.
But, basically, it was talking about being, I think they said, be careful with like what you pray for and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
To get in like to certain rooms, because you can get into the room, but you getting to the room, you staying in the room requires a different version of you than the version of you that got into the room. So when you get into the room, you got to be the person who's able to stay in the room. That was the premise of the video. But that made me think of a different version of you being required, because you could do all these things, walking in the unknown, you walk into the room, you don't know what to do, but the version of you that's required in this room to stay in this room and be impactful in this room is a different version than the version of you who just got into the room.
But it's funny, because when I started thinking about it, the question is like, are you scared of yourself? Because all you're going to end up seeing is a version of yourself. And maybe that's what it is. We're scared of the version of ourselves that we would have to be in that room, whatever that room is.
I feel like I agree with that. You're scared of the version, but everybody's fear is different. So some people might be fearful of the responsibility that this version has, because they are the person who not just stay in the room, but now they lead in the room. Mm-hmm. If I be my fullest self, now I'm going to be the person leading the room. And it just be like stuff like that.
I think everybody's fear is the same.
When you think about it in
that context of being afraid of that version of yourself, or even just finding out what that new version looks like, because change is scary. Like, a lot of times, even if you don't like the current version of yourself or the current situation that you're in, the unknown of what's to come is a little bit scary. And the fact that it's like, it's not like just the situation has to change. Like, I have to be different too. Like, I just got here. Like, I just got comfortable being this version of me, or just really accepted that this is the version of me. Or maybe I've been avoiding accepting the fact that this is who I am, you know, because that happens too. So then to have to, whether it be go on this journey, or to even sometimes, because sometimes it requires removing certain things from your life or certain habits or certain people. And it's like, it might be a fear of, maybe I don't want to be alone, or maybe I don't know if this version of me requires me to sit with myself and to learn myself. Most times it requires more me time. And most people like to be like, I don't got time for that. Who has time for that? I got to do this. I got to do that. Da, 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 da. And it's like, no, just sit with yourself. I think when you start to learn who you are and accept who you are, and also accept the fact that we as humans evolve, that's when things get a lot less scary.
I definitely agree. Did you have more? I'm sorry, I didn't want to cut you off.
No, I think that was it.
I was going to say, I think ultimately, I don't know, if I'm probably borrowing this from somebody, but I think all of the fears are really fears of a feeling. And I think whatever the thing is that you're afraid of, you're just afraid of feeling the thing. So in the example that you were talking about of, or I can't remember, one of the fears that y'all was talking about, whether it's being in the room, right? You're afraid of the decisions, the responsibility. I think it's really the feeling of having to be the one to make the decision. And having the feeling of maybe you made a wrong decision, maybe you made the right decision. Like, I think it all ends up being a feeling. And I think if you're okay with the feeling, you'll be okay with going forward even when you feel it. But I think that's what it is. Go ahead.
I would even change that to say, not that you're okay with the feeling, but that you're okay with feeling. Because a lot of times we're just not okay with actually feeling how we feel. If we're mad, we're told that that's a bad emotion to feel. So we try to avoid being mad. You know, we stuff our feelings. If we're sad, I don't want to cry. So I'm avoiding crying. And a lot of times we avoid being happy or allowing ourselves to like really be happy or excited as we want to be in the moment, because we are kind of what is it called? It's not called maintaining. It's called
surviving.
No.
It's holding on.
It's like not getting your hopes up. What is it called? It's something in your emotions. I don't know what it's called. When I think of it, I'll say it. But like, we're trying to
mitigate expectations, like kind of.
Yeah, that's not the word, yeah. Though. But yeah, like trying to not get our hopes up because we don't want to be disappointed.
Yeah. Which even that is a feeling.
Yeah.
Right. So. And I'm learning this as I go, but it's like if I'm okay with the feeling, then what is there really to be afraid of after that? And I don't know anymore. Like but I still find myself being afraid of certain things. But I'm like, what is there really to be afraid of? And I don't know how you guys have been like getting over the fear. I know one thing that's been helping me has been really asking myself, all right, what about this am I afraid of? And then once I acknowledge what part of it that I'm afraid of, whether it's, hey, I don't want to make the wrong decision. I'm okay with making a decision. I don't want to be the guy that made the wrong one. He's like, you told us to go left. It was so obvious. We were supposed to go right.
And off I'm the
like,
bridge.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, dang, you know, that kind of thing. So I think me sort of rationalizing, like, what exactly am I afraid of here has helped me. Is there anything that you guys have been doing that's been helping you get past fear?
I act before I think. That'd be helping me. Acting before I think. And then I'll be like, it's too late to turn back now. So that'd be helping me just go with fear.
For me, I don't act before I think, because I already be thinking before I realize I'm thinking.
I thought about this so much already. There's no reason for me to think some more, because I'm going to continue to think. So now I do my best to just go, and then I'll figure it out once we get there.
I think for me, I have to break it down. Like when we talked about being big picture versus paying more attention to the details, because once I break it down into smaller parts, whatever it is, like let's say it's walking across the street. If I break it down into, okay, I take one step with my left foot and then one step with my right foot, and then it's not as scary. Because a lot of times we're looking at the totality of, I have to go from here to the window. And, okay, like that looks scary for me to have to get. How am I getting from here to the window? Am I jumping? What other ways can I get from here to the window? Like, am I flying over there? Can I make it? Is it in my reach? So then I start making up stories in my head. So to avoid that, I'll just break it down and be like, okay, once the window is 20 feet away, if I take one step each day, I'll get closer to the window. Maybe in not each days. Day, but but you know, just somehow just break it down so that it's less scary. So then I feel ready. Like that's my preparation. Like when you say you can't really prepare for it, it's like that's my version of just preparing for it, is that I broke it down far enough so that I feel like even on my laziest day, I can take a step forward.
Yeah, I feel like that for me, tiptoeing my way to where I want to go, I end up tiptoeing in circles. So it take me so much longer. So like the thing that I was telling you, if you could get it done
in a week,
why are you taking a month to do it? If you get it done in a day, why is it taking a week? Stuff like that. So if I could get something done in a day, why am I tiptoeing? The only reason I'm tiptoeing is because I'm fearful, because I feel like I don't have the knowledge that I need to execute on this thing in a day. So I'm procrastinating or prolonging the process so I can mentally prepare myself for whatever it is that I'm trying to do.
So for me, it's kind of like in Atomic Habits by James Clear, where he said, if you do something for like 2 minutes, even if you just work out for 2 minutes, like you're there now. So you might feel like, oh, I can just go ahead and do a full 20 minutes. For me, all right, if I took the first step and I'm like, oh, that was easy, maybe I could take about 15 more steps. So I just take 15 more steps, like, and now I'm ahead of schedule. Like, I think that helps me to look at it a little bit differently. Because sometimes it's just like, I need to just get to the spot. It's not even that I need to rush through it. It's not that I need to, like, hurry up and get this done. Sometimes it's that I need to get to the spot so that I can start. And then once I start, it's smooth sailing from there. I already got all the momentum I need. But the scariest part for me sometimes is literally just getting to start.
So I got a question now. For you guys, is it scarier knowing that you have a big task or not knowing? So, like, is it scarier to know that you have a dragon that you have to slay across the room? Or is it scarier not knowing what's across the room?
I think it depends on the situation, but in terms of the dragon, I think it's scarier for me to not know what's over there. And because it might be nothing over there, but I've worked myself up so much already and created all these possible stories in my head that now I'm a lot more scared than if I do know what's over there.
Mm.
Like, I don't know, actually. What you think?
I don't know either. I was going to say, depending on the situation, like you said, because how big is the dragon? If it's like Mushu, I don't need to know. Yeah. I don't need to know Mushu.
What? That's the detail that you don't know. You just know that it's a dragon.
At least I could prepare myself, because like how I be talking about painting, the paintings I do for myself is a lot more complicated or complex than paintings people be wanting me to do for them. What I be thinking about in my head is a lot more detailed and complex and difficult than life be presenting to me.
Yeah.
So it might be better for me to not know. It's probably a lot better for me to not know and just be walk like, oh, a dragon. Oh, look at that little cute thing. How to train a dragon. I might learn how to train a dragon.
Mm. What do you think?
I also think it's situational, but I think in general, I think it's easier for me if I know what the target is. If I don't know what's on the other side, it's like I have to prepare for multiple things in my mind. So it's like, all right, it may be a dragon across there. It may be a lion. I'm not going to attack a lion the same way the dragon can fly. So I have to prepare for more stuff. So for me, it's like if I know what the thing I'm up against is, at the very least, one, I can be like, hey, did anybody else ever beat a dragon? Did one of y'all ever beat a dragon? Right? Or two, it's just, it makes it a lot more focused of an effort as opposed to me walking through the unknown and then having to just kind of prepare for everything, which in hindsight, I guess it makes you better because you're preparing for a bunch of different scenarios as opposed to one.
Mm-hmm.
But me personally, my insides, my feelings, they much rather be like, all right, we aiming at this, and this is all we need. This is all we need to tackle.
I was just gonna say that made me think of, like you just said, the big picture detail thing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I was about to say training the dragon, but fighting the dragon is one of the small details. The big picture is getting to whatever the dragon is trying to keep you from.
Mm-hmm.
So if I know that I have to get past this dragon to get to where I'm going, I don't need to know the dragon is there. I just need to know where I'm going.
This is true.
Okay, so for me, I didn't think the dragon was hiding anything. I thought the dragon was the mission. Mm-hmm. So now I got more details. Now this changes things. Mm-hmm. But I do want to know that the dragon is there, because what if I don't need to fight the dragon? What if I could just sneak past it?
Now I'm trying to avoid.
No,
to avoid them battles.
I don't need to necessarily hurt it, but I can use, you know, my tactical skills
to maneuver around.
Yeah, maybe it'll be sleep when I get there. Why I gotta fight it? P hating because I'm still going to get to it. So I thought the mission was just to fight the dragon.
I mean, that might be your mission, but I'm past. I'm past the dragon. See, like, my mission is love.
Then why are we fighting a dragon?
Because the dragon trying to keep me from love.
Yep. The damsel.
Save the damsel.
Oh, man.
I was going to say that I feel like y'all answered. I answered the question in terms of what I would want versus maybe what was best for me. And I feel like y'all answered the question as what would be best for you.
If you run it back, I answered both. I started off, what would I want? But then as I was thinking through my answer, I said it might be best that I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I can say what I would want. Of course, I would want to know. What would be best, depending on, I'm trying to think about the scenarios I've been in where
fighting dragons.
Yeah, fighting dragons. I've
been fighting dragons all my life.
Just trying to get past. But I think sometimes it's better if I don't know, because once it shows up, then all I have to do is focus on this, as opposed to me. It's almost like sometimes you can prepare too much, like we talked about a little bit, but if I know ahead of time, sometimes I can over-prepare, and I'm preparing, and I'm thinking this is going to be way harder. I'm making it way harder than it's actually going to be. In my mind, it's always going to be a lot more challenging than it actually is. So let me just find out on the fly. So I think it really depends. Mm-hmm.
And I was going to say, it's also a thing of, if you don't know, it's a lot easier to, like, now you have to trust yourself. Like, all I can use is what I have. It's not a thing of, I need this, I need this, I need this. In the moment, it's like, I wish I had some help, but it's just me.
Okay, well, if the goal is to get to something else.
The goal is your dream. If you dream of a dragon, then you made it. You don't even got to fight the dragon. You made it. You seeing the dragon is, I'm here. There is a God.
Oh, Lord.
Come on now. Come on, Jesus!
But in the scenario, you know what? Yeah. Let's forget the scenario. Yeah.
When I was saying the dragon, I was saying, like, there's an obstacle.
I know.
There's something here.
I was just going to say it actually might be better for me not to know that it's there, because I am the type of person who would possibly over-prepare for whatever the obstacle is. Or just harp on that. But sometimes I need it. I need to focus on that, so that sometimes it's a nice distraction from the full thing. Like, if I need a mental break.
Mm.
I might have been obsessing for however long about what is past this dragon. And then once I found out there was a dragon in the middle or obstacle in the way, then I was like, okay, well, let me focus on this. And I was able to take a step back and then see more of the journey, or what I'm supposed to see about this thing. Either way, stuff be scary sometimes. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's better to know. And sometimes it's not.
So I got another question now. Has fear ever helped you? Because I know people talk a lot about, you know, fear is important. You need to fear things, right? Has fear ever helped you in your life?
I feel like fear be telling me where to go, what direction I should go into. A lot of times I'm more fearful of what I should be doing, like what would be best for me, than what somebody else says I should do or what the norm is. So I say fear is a guide to get me, like, just to show me what direction to go into.
I think that fear has helped me in certain situations to be more aware, whether it be of myself and how I'm feeling or of other people in my surroundings. So I think that, similar as Bree said, it is a guide in some ways. I think all emotions guide us in one way or another. And I think fear, I think what happens is that we treat fear as if it's an enemy, but it's actually an ally in a lot of situations. But because we treat it like an enemy, we just start to avoid things, or we deem it as being bad. When, I mean, it can actually be very helpful in certain situations.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I think it definitely has helped me in the past. it hasn't always helped me, but I think it definitely can guide you to what you're, to another version of you, like we were talking about earlier, that is capable of overcoming the thing that you're afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to lean more into it now because I'm finding that, and it's not the case for everything. Like there's certain things, like I might be afraid of a lion. That doesn't mean I need to go towards the lion, you know. Right? Something, I think being aware of danger is a little different than fear, but I think using your fear or listening to what it's telling you can help you get to something that you want on the other side. And I think that's what it's usually helped me with more so than anything else.
Yeah, I think it actually can be, I mean, I think that it actually does kind of go hand with being aware of danger, because some people would walk toward the lion,
mm-hmm.
and maybe get eaten. But because you have like a level of a fear, it might not be like, I'm just completely scared, but it gives you an awareness that, you know, this might not be the best situation to walk into. Then you can kind of turn and go the other way sometimes. Not meaning that you got to run away, but sometimes it's just like, sometimes it can help you to actually pay attention to some details that you would have overlooked if you didn't have any fear in the situation.
Yeah, I agree. I think fear can make us, it can make us a lot more focused. It can also make you like overly focused, mm-hmm. but I think it helps you, it can help you focus on something that you're trying to get over. And dang, I had another point that I can't remember. But question. So out of the things that you've been afraid of, has there been like one lesson that fear has taught you that you didn't realize you needed?
Repeat that.
Is there a lesson that you've learned from fear? Or what was the, hey, I'll say it like this, what was the best lesson that you've learned from overcoming fear or going into fear?
It's never as scary or as bad or as negative as you think. So whatever be going on in here, it's a lot worse than what fear is bringing me to or what it is that I'm fearful of. You can finish.
I can finish because that was my thought. I was going to say that. That's actually the words that I was going to say. Let me think of something else. I think that a lesson that I learned from fear is that, I guess even that I'm learning right now sitting on this couch, is that fear is also another tool. Yep, that's all I got, guys.
I like that one.
That's all I got. Because, I mean, I feel like we've talked about this before. I mean, in the episode where we talked about, you know, fear coming to dinner, that'll be up here. And just like our emotions in general, but I think that we focus on labeling our emotions and not using them or understanding what they're pointing at. And I think that me personally, I've ignored it as a guide for so long. And now that I'm using it and facing whatever I'm fearing, I'm like, oh, okay, this makes more sense. So it's kind of like I'm using it, I don't want to say like a compass, because it's not directing every path that I'm taking. But in a certain way, it's like one of the directions on the compass.
Yeah. I agree with both of those things. Y'all on it today. I would say for me, the biggest lesson that I've learned from fear is that it only takes about 10 seconds of courage for you to get through it.
Oh.
And when I recognize that, it's like you'll do something or you'll be anticipating doing something that you don't want to do or you're afraid of. And all it really takes is for you to be willing to stand in it for about 10 seconds. And then the moment is over, but the rest of the feelings that you have are probably still there, but you've actually made it through whatever it is. So all it really takes is about like 10 seconds of courage, give or take. But it feels like a long 10 seconds. It feels like you running a mile and you like, hey, yo, You said, what? 10 seconds? But I think once you get through those 10 seconds, you're usually a lot better.
Yeah. I agree. I definitely agree with that. I mean, sometimes you just got to start. Just got to get there. Yeah, I said that. Oh, you got another question? So, going forward, will you guys, I guess, how will you be using your fear to move forward?
I'm going to just go and just move in spite of the fear. Like, I'm going to just move in spite of feeling the fear. Mm-hmm. And just go, because, again, I'm not scared of where I'm trying to get to. I might be fearful of this dragon. Like, mentally, it's like, oh, it's a dragon. I heard terrible things about a dragon. Mm-hmm. I think King Arthur had to fight a dragon. I don't think it went well. So, yeah. But, yeah, just focus on where I'm going. And if I'm fearful, you know, breathing exercises, I don't have to just go nonstop. I could take a break, like, okay, prepare myself. God, thank you. Keep pushing.
I've seen what you did with Arthur. I've seen.
Oh, Elijah was blind. In the book of Eli.
Oh, man.
What about you?
What was the question again? Completely lost it. I was too busy thinking about Arthur.
How are you going to use your fear to move forward?
It would be similar, just as a guide and mostly as a guide to just approach. Like, if I feel the fear, like, to feel it and to approach anyway. And I mean, I've been doing it with certain things that I found myself being, like, anxious about or nervous about or whatever. And if I can catch it in the moment and just have myself feel it, then I'll be like, all right. We're here. Like, whatever this is, I'm okay with whatever the conclusion is going to be. Because, like, I've allowed myself to feel it and go.
So, what does fear feel like to you?
Oh, it really varies. But, I mean, usually it's a feeling in my gut. But it could really vary. And sometimes it's a lot more subtle. It'll be, like, something in the background. And yeah, it really varies depending on the scenario. So it could be like a fear of control, and it's like, all right, well, if I'm afraid of losing control, what am I afraid of? And that is like, oh, maybe that something bad will happen. And it's like me going deeper into it allows me to figure out what exactly it is. But it really just depends on the scenario.
What about you? What does fear feel like?
Anxiety.
Hmm. What does that feel like? Because you just named another emotion.
Nervousness.
You just keep naming emotions. What does it feel like in your body when you feel fear?
Uncomfort. That's another feeling. It's not an emotion.
But do you feel it like he said he usually feels it, a feeling in his gut?
Fear. I'm an alpha male, so I don't know the last time I felt fear.
I've been slaying dragons all my whole life.
Fear, what does it feel like? I don't know. I had to get back to you on that. Uncertainty. Dang, that's another feeling.
Oh, man. What about you?
Sometimes it feels like
hesitation.
Well, that's a little different. That's an act. You know,
I'm getting closer. Sorry.
Physically in your body. Like, do you feel it in a particular part of your body? Like when you feel fear,
like, does your heart start beating a little faster? Is it like a tightness in your chest and shoulders get a little tight?
Maybe I don't breathe. Hmm. I hold my breath.
We're getting somewhere, folks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My breathing changes.
Okay.
Yeah.
For me, when I feel fear, sometimes my breathing changes. I used to feel a feeling in like the pit of my stomach, but now more so I just start to, I guess it would be like the anxiousness of like my heart starts beating faster and it's like my mind starts racing too.
I was gonna say that. Start trying to intellectualize whatever mm-hmm. is mm-hmm. going on.
Yeah, like heavy, or trying to basically create an escape route for something that may or may not be happening mm-hmm. in that moment. So,
I got a question too. Have you guys ever had an experience where you were afraid and then it very quickly changed into a completely different emotion?
Emotion like
it like could be any, yeah, like that's happened to me before. Like I've been afraid of something. And then, like, my pissed off emotion, the meters, it'll just, my pissed off will go through the roof and all of the fear will leave my body. I'll be like, I'm not afraid no more. Like, I'm angry. So have you guys experienced I sound like the Hulk, but have you guys ever experienced, like, your fear turning into a different emotion?
I think I have. And I think it was because, like, I was feeling fear, and then as I started to think about it, I was getting frustrated that I was fearful of something so small or, like, simple. So then I just started getting upset. Like, what do you mean you're scared? Like, what are you talking about? And then from there, I was like, all right. And I just did whatever I needed to do. Or it went from being fear. So I guess it's not that the fear changed into the emotion. I think it was outweighed by whatever other emotion. Because there's been times also where I was afraid of something, but I was more tired of whatever situation that I was in, or tired of the same, just doing the same stuff, that just outweighed and the fear got pushed aside and I just did whatever. Mm. You?
I second that. Yeah. I felt fear and then felt another emotion and fear went out the window. Yeah, I feel like fear is just it's kind of like a excuse to not do something. That's all I got.
Okay.
But so for whatever reason, when you were saying that, I don't know why I thought you were going to say fear is like a gateway emotion. Like it gets you to whatever other emotion.
I mean, it gets you to the excuse. True. I ain't do it because I was scared, or I don't know.
But, I think that even with that, I don't even think it gets you to an excuse. Because, I mean, I guess you could say the excuse that is that you were scared. But I think a lot of times because we have such a hard time even admitting that, by the time we finally admit, like, well, I was actually just scared, that's finally us getting to the truth of the situation. We were, a lot of times, I know for me, it's like I was making all these excuses before to try to cover up the fact that I was scared. Because I felt like, oh, well, I'm this person. I'm supposed to already know how to do this. Or I'm supposed to be this confident. Or I'm this age. I'm supposed to be like, and then when it came down to it, like somebody had asked me, I guess, why my album wasn't done or something like that. And I was like, or why I didn't release something before. And I was just like, you know, it was like stuff was going good. And then, I mean, I was just kind of scared. And it was actually kind of freeing. Just be like, oh, that was it. And then I was like, oh, well, it's nothing to be scared of. And I was able to just move past it. I think that the excuses, a lot of them come before you actually just admitting that you were afraid.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how often do you guys verbalize the fact that I didn't do this because I was scared? Because for me, that's not my go-to. Like, that's not my first. Like, scared where? Scared for what? Scared of what? Like, that's how my brain be. And then it'd be like, after I was like, okay, I guess you was a little bit. So it's a little bit scary, you know what I'm saying? You say, oh my goodness, dragon.
I think that I wasn't verbalizing it at all ever before. I think I will verbalize it maybe, let's say, once a year in the past. But now I just embrace it. Because if I can acknowledge how I'm actually feeling about whatever situation it is, then I can move forward freely. I don't have to make an excuse like, yeah, I'm scared. So, all right, well, what needs to happen so that you're not scared anymore? Do you just need to do it? Do you need to read a book before you do it? Like, do you need to watch a video? Or I can just, I don't know. I'm working on looking at the truth of my reality, my truth of my reality, you could say, and accepting what is. And if what is that I'm scared, then I just need to accept it, or I'm not going to be able to move on. I'm just going to keep being afraid of it. So the only way I can actually attack the stuff head on and face my fears is if I acknowledge that I am scared. So I think in the past, yeah, here and there, every now and then, wouldn't tell everybody, just maybe one person, probably just Imani, maybe Breeze. But outside of that, was not saying anything. But now, I just say it. It's like, I've been scared of a lot of things, honestly. As I'm starting to realize a lot of the stuff that I didn't do that I was making excuses for, it was because I was scared. Some of it was because I was burnt out, but some of it was because I was scared.
I still be scared, but I'm going to do it despite of being scared.
Mm. But how often do you admit that you're scared?
Every day. Not out loud, but to myself, I tell myself.
I'm scared.
Yeah, terrifying.
Be like, yep, mm-hmm. I'm scared today.
Yep, it's Tuesday.
I'm not shining, woo, but
I'm scared.
What about you?
I thought I answered it before, but I was saying now it's not as, I'm doing it a lot more often than I was before.
Oh yeah, he did answer it before. Yeah, you did.
I was talking for so long. I forgot.
Long-winded.
I am. Never mind. I'll tell y'all this off camera.
Do y'all have anything else?
Final thoughts on fear is that, I don't know, we need to change how we look at our fear and use it more as a tool than as something to run away from or avoid or not admit. Like, just be aware of what you're afraid of and be okay that you're afraid of it. And then don't, like, just go for it.
Yeah, I'd say my last little bit would be, yeah, just do it anyway. It's okay to do it scared. And, yeah, just feel the feeling and go forward is what I would say.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
Put fear on the wayside. Mm. By the bayside.
Mm. Wow.
And let it wash away.
Mm-hmm.
And continue to move on. Mm-hmm. Move forward.
Forward, forward.
Don't look back.
Don't look back.
Because fear is back there.
Uh-huh.
When you keep a stepping.
Yeah.
Get on your good foot.
Get on your good foot.
Come on now. You cannot be stopped.
Come on.
That's momentum. That's exponential growth.
Mm-hmm.
It's a word that started with a C. I can't really think of it. Y'all got me to do compounding interest. That's what I was looking for. Thank you, Sister Shakoya. That's all I got, though. Yeah, fear is fear. Fear is probably always going to be there, but it's up to you to keep it pushing. You have to want what you want more than you care about fear.
Also, like we talked about when we were saying that the fear just started to the other emotions started to outweigh your, like, our fear in certain situations. Allow that to happen.
When you want to be successful just as bad as you want to breathe.
Said, held him down, held him down,
hold him down.
I also say too with that, because as Briz was talking, I just thought about the fear. There's times where I have multiple fears and one fear just outweighs the other. And sometimes my fear of what's going to happen if I don't do the thing that I want to do outweighs the fear of me doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can get to that space, you'll still move because, hey, I'm afraid of this dragon. But I know that there's a bigger dragon that's behind it.
That's right. Papa Pope.
You know what I'm saying? That if, that if I don't do it, that's what I also come to.
Oh, man.
Gotta keep on moving forward.
Yeah.
What did Brother Breeze say? An object in motion.
Stay.
Ah, that's inertia. Oh, my. Oh, my.
Come on, Jesus.
Ah, Lord him. Lord and Lord, Lord.
Light Tina Turner.
Come on, come on. Is this a science rolling class or is this church? Oh my God.
Rolling.
Oh my God.
Rolling on a river.
I wasn't ready.
I think Devonnie moved on accident.
Yeah, I did.
Because I'm. an object in motion.
Oh, man.
You know, where one and two are gathered.
Come on.
Maybe three in his name.
Come on.
Come on now. Come on, Jesus.
So, can I get some helping?
Yeah. I can shove it.
All right. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. Thank y'all for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. I'm Shakoya D.
Badman Reasons and Ear.
It's your boy, Damani.
And we will see you guys next week if you like this episode. Oh, don't forget to check out the links in the description. We got music. We got art. We got fashion. We got all the things. I don't know what's in there. It's a lot of things. Check out the links. Support us. Join our Patreon as well so you can join in on the conversation
please live.
And also, if you like this episode, you're going to love the one that's linked up on the screen. We will see you guys next week.
Adios.
Stay blessed. Oops. Stay blessed and stay blessed.
This is the blessing.
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, hit me with another J.
Get out my face. Get out my face. Get out my.
Get out my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.